In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We have in the tradition of the church a beautiful Advent hymn, O House of Ephrathah. It comes from the apostica of the pre-feast. It's usually sung antiphonally, back and forth between a soloist and then the choir, soloist and choir. It's a song to the city of Bethlehem. Ephrathah, in this case, is a reference to Bethlehem. The first stanza is quite simple. O house of Ephrathah, the holy city, the glory of the holy prophets, beautify the house in which the divine one is born. The hymn is a call to the city of Bethlehem to prepare for the nativity of the Lord. A call to the house of Bethlehem, Ephrathah, to beautify yourself because the divine one is to be born there. And I'd like to take a moment today to look at the word house, which occurs twice in the first lines of this hymn. O house of Ephrathah, beautify the house in which the divine one is born. Now we said that house can mean city, but there are several other meanings to this word. And all of these layered meanings fit together. Now, usually when we hear the word house, what's the first thing you think of? For me, I usually first think of a building, a structure that you and your family might live in. Or if you say house of God, you mean this building in which we gather to worship. And so if we say beautify the house in which the divine one is born, we might think of getting the building ready for the celebration of the nativity, for all the festivities that go with it. We put up decorations, we put up lights, the tree, poinsettias, wreaths and candles and garlands and bows. We get out the nice dishes, the tiny little villages with the little lights inside, and maybe our nativity set. And all the wonderful things that accompany this celebration. We also clean the house. First of all, some of those decorations will need dusting since last year. And throughout the house, we vacuum and we dust and we polish. We get rid of the cobwebs and that dead mouse in the corner of the basement. And if we're going to beautify the house, we have to do both. We both add the beautiful things and we remove the filth the house has accumulated. It does no good to set nice dishes in front of families and guests if they're covered with the dust of the previous year. To beautify the house, we both remove the filth and we add the wonderful things. And there's a second, more important meaning of house than just a building, as you can imagine. The second, more important meaning of house is you. It's you yourself, your inner spirit, a person's own soul. This is the house. The divine one is born in the house of your soul. Now, if it's important to beautify a physical house for the nativity, how much more the house of your own soul? But just like with a building, it's twofold. First, we got to get rid of the filth and the clutter that is inside of us. In the gospel today, a rich ruler asks Jesus, "What do I have to do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus' response essentially says, "Beautify the house." Jesus says, obey the commandments. Get rid of adultery, get rid of murder, get rid of theft, get rid of lying. And of course, implying their cousins, lust and anger and coveting and being unforgiving. I mean, this is the filth that has to be cleaned out of the inner house if the divine one is ever to be born in us. And to the rich ruler, Jesus adds this one. He said, your life, your house is cluttered with riches, was cluttered with material pursuits. Clean those out. Get rid of them and follow me, he says, and then you'll find life. Then you'll find life. Secondly, we not only need to clean out the dirt, we need to add virtue. To beautify the inner house, we not only remove the sin, but we add those things that are of God, those things that are good. In the epistle to the Ephesians today, Paul begs the believers of Ephesus to walk worthy of their calling. And this means, he says, to practice virtues. Humility, gentleness, patience, love, strive for unity of peace. I mean, these are the beautiful things we need to receive the gift of Jesus Christ being born in our hearts. I mean, if Christ is coming, he should come to a house that has humility and gentleness and patience and love and peace. I mean, your soul is a house awaiting the divine one to be born. Beautify that house. It's not enough to just be gentle and patient if we're also greedy and lust-filled. And it's not enough if by God's grace we get rid of lust and greed, but we're biting off the heads of our neighbor and our family. To beautify the house is to be both. Both remove the filth and the clutter, and to be filled with the virtues and the fruits of the Spirit. And when you think beautify the house, think this house first. But I think we must also consider a third meaning of house. House can certainly mean building. More importantly, house can mean your own soul. But house can also mean a whole community. It can also mean a whole family. In Psalm 118, when it says, "Let the house of Israel or the house of Aaron say, God is good, let his mercy endure forever," it doesn't mean just the person Aaron, and it certainly doesn't just mean a building. It means the whole tribe. The house is not just an individual. The house of Israel, the house of Aaron is the whole tribe, the whole nation. I mean, if we here were to say the house of Fall or the house of Moriak or the house of Moskal or the house of Zubay, we're talking about the whole family. We're not talking just about an individual nor a building. So when during Advent we sing, "Beautify the house in which the divine one is born," it also means your family. It also means this community. It also means the people with whom you dwell and with whom you live day in and day out. It means get rid of the filth and clutter that hold your family back or that hold a parish community back. And it also means bring forward even more of the virtues, like humility, like gentleness, like patience, like love and unity and peace. Bring forward those things in your family, and by extension, your church family. The hymn, "O House of Ephrathah," is a call to the city of Bethlehem to prepare a place for the Divine One to be born. And while the term house can mean city, or it can mean building, it's so much more than that. Your house is your community. Your house is your tribe. Your house is your family. Your house is your own inner soul. And as Christ comes to be born, beautify the house. Amen.